This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. See With Me is an engagement project at the Edinburgh Fruit Market, which is co-created with blind and partially sighted people. It includes detailed descriptive tours of fruit market exhibitions, monthly co-creation project sessions, and awareness and audio description training for fruit market staff. Alongside all this, there is an exhibition featuring art by visually impaired participants until the 13th of April. And on Thursday the 10th, they're hosting a discussion with See With Me lead artists, Louise Fraser and Kieran Saeed. We're joined today by Kieran to learn more. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, great to be here.
So, Kieran, when were you first approached about the See With Me project?
So the See With Me project's been an ongoing project for about 3 years. I was approached very early on, prior to even the start of the project, and we got some funding together, and it was all about, as I say, co-creation with blind and partially sighted people to make blind and partially sighted people artists of the future. And it's a really exciting project. It's not only to just do with the art itself, but also to make the whole fruit market space accessible for blind and partially sighted people. And with that in mind, it makes it more accessible for other people.
What are some of the standout highlights for you over this 3 year period?
Well, there's been so many standout highlights, really. But for me, the major ones have been the whole group getting together and the key kind of support mechanisms that people have created, the friendships that have occurred, the absolute amazing bits of confidence has happened. Some people started at workshops and said, oh, isn't for me. I'm not going to do this. You know, I've come along for the one session. I'm not going to come back again, most likely. And then actually they've turned up. They went off to do other art projects. They went up to do performance work. It's really changed people's lives and confidence. I think the other highlight for me is how the fruit market gallery space and all of the staff, right from the CEO to the information assistants, have encapsulated audio description and accessibility at the heart of everything that's been done at the fruit market. And that's really been massive for me. It's a really great space now. It's a welcoming space for visually impaired people. People can walk through the door. They'll be guided if they need to want to be guided. They'll be taken to, you know, the staff at the cafe will read your menu, tell you where they're going to put the teas and the coffees and everything else. And it's just a wonderfully lovely space. It's really, that's been a massive thing for me, and it's been an ongoing project, and that kind of investment that people have put in what we're doing has really been important. I think another highlight for me has been this exhibition that's coming up now, because it shows that visually impaired people can do art, but it shows how we can make spaces accessible really simply, but also make art accessible for everybody by using all the different senses.
Can you tell us a bit more information about the exhibition itself? I know people are encouraged to touch the paintings, and it's all been made by blind and partially sighted people, but how many paintings are there and what kind of range of themes and material is there?
Okay, well, the artwork is all about interaction, touch and experimentation. So you can touch the artwork, you can wear the artwork if you like. There's some artwork that you can actually wear and walk about with. There's a blackout space. I'm really proud of my blackout space, because what I want to do is actually crush the myth that totally blind people can't make art. So we've created this blackout space. We've got lots of bits of art materials that people take into the space and then create something in the blackout space and then come out and then hang up their creations on a wall, and we share it with everybody. It really changes the outlook of how people do it. Art's all about experimentation and challenges, but often people think about, I'm going to look at what I've looked, you know, what's visually around me, and I'm going to kind of copy that. I'm going to copy the grass is green and the sky is blue. But actually, when you go into the blackout space, the grass could turn out to be orange and the sky could turn out to be, I don't know, yellow, for goodness sake. But does it really matter? All of these different things are really exciting, and it just makes people think about actually using the other senses. There's things that you can smell and things that you can play with, and there's lots of, like, we've got this bit of art. There's musical art that you can play with and you can hear music. There's maps that people have done, which are all about people's journeys. People always think blind people can't journey and travel. We can, everybody in this station. We all know that. But we want to show how we do that and how we see the world. And so that's all of those kind of artworks. It's all done in a space that everywhere you can go around is easy. You can find all the bits of artwork. And there are information assistant staff around to help you, guide you, if you need to be guided everywhere. It's a brilliant space for everyone to really taste art for the first time and actually think, this might be for me. It's also a great space for other people who, other organisations to come along and look at and see, oh, you know, this is how we can make our space accessible. We can do this. We can make it work.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. And like there's so much for people to explore and get inspiration from. And there's also the talk happening on Thursday, the 10th of April as well. I know you are obviously taking part in the talk and we don't want to give too much away, but what kind of topics can people look forward to being explored in the talk?
Well, we're going to have a panel discussion. We're going to talk about how the project came about, what's happened. We want to talk about the future of the project. We're going to have an opportunity to do a networking with a twist. So I hate networking, but this time we're going to make networking happen and make it happen so that everybody can be part of the process. So, you know, we're really delighted to welcome people along. You'll be a safe environment. You'll be guided and supported. So do look on the Fruit Market website and contact Tracy Morgan and put your names down. And it's free.
Well, thank you so much, Kieran Saeed, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Amazing. Thank you.